This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, here we are. It's Tuesday. Already the 18th day of April 2017. I'm Alex Jones here in studio. David Knight and many others are coming up with breaking news as well as guests with us here in studio today. Look at the headlines. All-out war. North Korea warns nuclear war could break out any moment as country vows to test more missiles this week after one failed last Sunday. North Korea will test missiles weekly, senior official tells the British broadcasting company. U.S. deploys two more aircraft carriers towards Korean Peninsula. That from Zero Hedge. We have the article posted on Infowars.com. That is a huge, massive movement. Pentagon starts review of nuclear posture ordered by Trump. North Korea, all-out war if U.S. uses military action. High nuke threat. North Korea threatens missile launch. And now we have Russian state-run media coming out, that means officially from the government, saying Donald Trump is more dangerous than North Korea. Well, technically, that's absolutely true. Now, the media is going to say, Jones agrees Trump is worse than North Korea. No. I'm being scientific about this. Who has 50,000 nuclear weapons? Who has 15 aircraft carriers? Who has over 1,000 Predator drones alone? On and on and on, the biggest military in the world, 55% of military budget globally. Of course, technically, an elephant is more dangerous than a rat. The difference is North Korea is the one firing missiles off the coast of Japan, constantly grabbing fishing boats, constantly shooting artillery over at islands, constantly going after people, constantly threatening to nuke Tokyo, Japan, and constantly threatening to nuke South Korea's capital, Seoul. So technically, Trump is more dangerous. America has bigger teeth, but America is not starting it. But I also understand Russia's statement here. It is scary overall to have North Korea in this position and then to have Trump call their bluff, because we've had this strategy of appeasement, the strategy of giving them nuclear reactors, the strategy of going along with them for decades, really since 1953, and it's a joke. And now China has bought into that posture and has grabbed 90% of the South China Sea. In fact, we could probably play over this clip right now, the CNN layout where they actually show you accurately that 90% has been grabbed by China from Japan all the way down to the Philippines, thousands and thousands of square miles, more than they ever had. It's a very belligerent posture. So bottom line, Trump is letting China know we're not going to be pushed around. But North Korea is so psychotic that they didn't launch a missile or detonate an atomic weapon like they promised to do on their Founders Day from the grandpa, you know, first dictator of North Korea. So they didn't detonate down on the 15th. I thought, oh, wow, North Korea blinked. Maybe they're going to be sane. Maybe they can open up to free trade like East Germany did. Maybe we can end all this. And then as I'm shooting the video Saturday night, it was already the 16th in North Korea, already halfway in the 16th, I saw the text coming in. Alex, they just tested a missile. You're wrong. Fake news. How am I supposed to know? They don't fire it on the 15th. It's on the 16th. I say, wow, they blinked, which they did. And then they supposedly test one, and it blows up on the launch pad. That was happening live. So I was correct. They did blink on the 15th. They didn't test the nuke. That's another blink. But now they say they're not. And so I'm just trying to have some positive, you know, news here. It's mainstream media saying end of the world, nuclear war imminent. Oh, my gosh, get ready for it, all the rest of it. So we're going to really focus on Korea and the situation today. I know David Knight's an expert on it. He's done a lot of research. He's going to be joining us. And we've got so much more to break down. I'm going to go over more of this when we come back, what these two new aircraft carrier groups mean. But the big thing is, let's pray to God for peace. Let's pray for the whole world to come together, that North Korea be freed, that the United States not be played by the globalists into conflict with Russia, that we not back radical jihadist Islam, and that humanity basically come back from the brink. We'll be back with so much more news on the other side. Infowars.com. We've got big breaking news on that front. Stay with us.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
Can we see the earth now?
You've got it.
Well, my friends, we've got an extremely full plate today. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide on this 18th day of April 2017 on this Tuesday edition. I'm going to get into North Korea. In fact, I really think the Korean Peninsula crisis is the number one issue, not just of this year or last year, but of the last several decades. We haven't had a nuclear showdown this dangerous since the Cuban Missile Crisis with the Russians in the early 1960s. But let's be clear. We positioned medium-range missiles first in Turkey. I was a big enemy of the Soviet Union, not defending what they did. But the United States provocateured the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is different. Kim Jong-un has been firing missiles into the South China Sea. He has been testing nuclear weapons. He's been promising to have basically unprovoked attacks. And now two more aircraft carriers are being deployed, and China is extremely belligerent and has grabbed, again, over 90% of the South China Sea, right up to the coastlines of countries like the Philippines and others. So established known coastlines and oil rigs off the coast of Vietnam in the last 6-7 years. They've had dozens of skirmishes and battles where hundreds of people have been killed, sometimes per battle. As China grabs oil fields from the Philippines, from Vietnam, I mean, China is out of control. Just like Germany was running around grabbing some of its neighbor's property right at the start of World War II. So I understand why Trump wants to be strong in the face of this. He's listening to his generals. But I also agree this is scary. I also see the Russians' perspective that, yeah, North Korea is out of control. They told North Korea you should back down. China's told North Korea back down. But at the same time, we should open this up for debate about what Trump's doing. I don't think Trump's wrong because of what China and North Korea are doing. But at the same time, Kim Jong-un is insane. So I sure hope, and that's the word, that Trump has a deal with the Chinese, which they've signaled they do have. They just haven't confirmed it. They have signaled to take out North Korea themselves if they try to fire stuff at the United States. I understand if they're threatening an attack, threatening nuclear tests, threatening to fire more missiles at Japan, Trump has said he's going to shoot down those missiles, and North Korea says they're going to attack. Well, I mean, Japan just can't be expected to sit there while missiles crash a mile off their coast every week. So they did blink last week on Wednesday, the 15th, or on Saturday, the 15th, but not on Sunday. They went ahead and did test a missile that blew up on that day. So those articles are all up on Infowars.com. We'll be talking more about that coming up. But first off, they love to brand us as fake news, or the media loves to attack me and say he dresses up in lizard suits like Gwar, or whatever the name of the guy is from the Star Trek episode, the famous one where he's fighting Captain Kirk. And then the news asks me, are you serious? And I say, that's satire. I'm being an actor acting like I'm a space alien that wants to exterminate the population of the Earth, trying to sell you on taking vaccines. I don't actually believe that the Star Trek character is real. Then they go, oh, my gosh, Alex Jones is fake. He says he's an actor. Look, he was in Scanner Darkly, and he was in Waking Life. They think you're completely stupid, and they think you're completely mentally ill. If I put a top hat on and play the part of the head of Goldman Sachs saying, I'm screwing you over, I love the mega banks, I'm going to rob you, world government's good, I'm illustrating how George Soros and other people think of you. I don't literally believe that. The time that I put on clown makeup and played the part of the Joker saying, drink your fluoride water and take your vaccines because you're going to see pretty colors, kids, people got freaked out and said, oh, my gosh, you're not for real because you act like a nice guy on air. But then you acted like a monster for an hour on TV, and it was powerful. It was a powerful performance. That's why people were so freaked out. They said, what's the real you? You know, I keep thinking people are smart. This is the real me, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Republic, changing the world, Brexit, nationalism rising, Second Amendment family, delivering the goods, getting people elected. Patriot congressmen and women taking over the House of Representatives and their listeners, folks. Freedom Caucus, every one of them, basically. They can't stand that. This platform of people like David Knight and Paul Watson, all the other grads, and Ron Paul and Colonel Schaefer and countless other people and our great writers and researchers, are they actors? Are they fakes? Do I screen them before they come on air? Do we tell guests what they can talk about? No, everybody else does, not us. We don't do pre-interviews. Ask anybody. We're the most bona fide, hardcore, real McCoy thing there is. And everybody knows it, and we're delivering the goods. But they sit there and they play games. There are headlines in BBC, Reuters, AP, InfoWars host, Alex Jones plays a character is different in real life. What? I didn't say that. And they show an image like I'm being arrested, like they always do. This is the type of deception that's going on. If I say I want to knock somebody upside the head, they go, oh, we're going to charge you for that. And I go, it was a figure of speech, you know, to make my point. Oh, then you're fake. You don't really want to punch me in the face? They play these semantical lawyer games, ladies and gentlemen. It's ridiculous. We're defending the Republic. We're defending the border. We're defending the Second Amendment. We're defending people's right to not be forcibly injected with vaccines or be made to eat GMOs. We're fighting Islamic global slavery that the media makes jokes about and says isn't real, even though we have mainstream news of them selling women as sex slaves in Libya and the video of it, which was so horrible I never even aired it last week. But we should probably play some of that over me if we can. Or show the news articles. They don't like us because we are able to get a talking point out that's true, and the system wants a monopoly of control over the news and over the information. That's why they lie and say we're fake news. That's why they lie and go, oh, Jones has to be banned off Google. He said it was probably a false flag in Syria 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, my own listeners are saying I've sold out because I'm waiting to see what happens in Syria. We expose it's a false flag. We have the first news articles. Then Ron Paul comes out. Then Putin comes out. Then Assad comes out. And then the news, The Economist, you name it, says that I got the false flag news from Assad. No, I got it from 4 chemical attacks pointed at the rebels. 2 of them they got caught doing. That's UN, Associated Press, Reuters, confirmed. 4 days later, Assad goes on BBC and says everything I said. I didn't get it from Assad. He got it from the news, from the facts, from the reality. But again, they say I got it from Assad because, see, I'm an actor, supposedly. I don't have any original thoughts. Everyone tells me what to say. I've got teleprompters in here. No, I don't. I can't even read off a teleprompter. I can't even control myself. Everybody knows it around here. I'm the opposite of some scripted person. When you talk about being an actor, though, I imagine the globalists and how they hate us and how they think they're better than us and a breakaway species in their own words and how they absolutely have disdain. So I can then put a lizard mask on and go, oh, New World Order, please take your shots and just act like a high school skit to illustrate it. But you know what? I don't hardly do that anymore because it confuses people. Because the news is so hardcore that I'll just illustrate it with the absolute facts. Because even we put satire on an article, in the headline, people think we made it up because people know what satire is anymore. So, yeah, exactly. It's like when I saw that they ordered 40-something thousand pairs of 5X or whatever it was underwear. And, you know, I did a joke about that. But that was actually a real story. So there you go. Now, that said, here's the big news. Drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. Google takes out major contract to delist InfoWars from its search index. We got this from a top insider, confirmed source for us. A bunch of media said that I was a liar, was totally insane. Google did not have contracts out to delist us for having Ron Paul on. They actually said he was delisted for Ron Paul. They actually said he had Ron Paul on. That is not credible. Yeah, you're banned. And I played a Putin clip. They said, I'm not allowed to do that. And then I pointed out, mainstream news played Putin saying it was a false flag. Because they're like, well, he has Putin and Trump on his page, and those aren't credible. So he's banned. People said, oh, you're not banned. You're not that important. Yeah, I'm just in 1,000 newspapers a day right now being attacked. Yeah, we're not important. Folks, we are important because we represent the people. We represent you. We represent victory against the fake media. The dinosaur media are a bunch of slime. They've already collapsed. They're frauds. You wouldn't believe the stuff I've seen in my own personal life the last week. Total inversion of reality. And these reporters asked why I won't talk to them. I said, just make up whatever you're going to make up, bro. You know, like 3-year-olds learn the trick of lying. I learned to stop telling lies when I was 3 or 4. Truth has power. But look at this. Google takes out major contract delist InfoWars from its search index. We have the documents. We have it all. Guess what? Google came out and said, it's true. It's true. We did it. But it was a rogue group. And they weren't doing it properly. See, they use contractors so they don't get hit with racketeering, so they don't get hit with unfair trade practices and everything else they're doing. And I'm not just throwing those words out. I've talked to the lawyers. We've checked it. It's cut and dry. And that's why they backed off. But they only backed off on the surface. You bet your bottom dollar it's still going on. So, leakers, it's your responsibility to expose this treason. Send it all to us at InfoWars.com. Send it to show tips. Send it to whistleblowers at InfoWars.com. And we will get more of this out because they can censor us. They can censor everybody. Now, we're going to come back. And then David Knight's coming up, and I'll be back as well. Infowars.com/show. They're so scared of that site because it's telling the truth and it's breaking the conditioning. It's breaking the trance. Stay with us. Spread the link. Infowars.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. Or my website, danpilla.com.
I hurt myself today. to see if
welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. Maybe that's an appropriate song to play on Election Day. I've hurt myself today. It's kind of self-inflicted wounds, isn't it, most of the time. We've got a couple elections that are in the news. Of course, Theresa May has called a snap election coming up in June. She's trying to consolidate support to move forward with Brexit. We also have a special election that is taking place in Georgia today that is getting a lot of national press. It has become a cause celeb for the left to move against Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that as well as some information about the election in France and an update on Turkey. Before we get to all of that and before we get to what's happening in North Korea, there's also been some interesting developments in North Korea as well that have just come out. I want to remind you that we have our Easter mega special at InfoWarsStore.com that's going to be ending tonight. And this is a large special, very deep discounts off of a wide variety of products. 25% off products like Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off our Vitamin B12 liquid supplement that you just put under your tongue. Has the same effect as what you would get with a Vitamin B12 injection with a needle. No, you can just do it under your tongue. Our Secret 12, that's Vitamin B12, that's 25% off. Also, Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, that is 25% off. And this is going to possibly be our last shipment for a while when this sells out, because it is getting very difficult for us to get that deep earth iodine supply that we're been using to create that. So get that while you can. It's even at a special 25% off. And don't forget, also, Brain Force is 30% off. That's, as I point out many times, my favorite supplement. It really does help me to focus, helps me to recall. And I think you'll find the same thing. If you give that a try, I think you will really notice a difference. It doesn't make you jittery like caffeine does. It's a very focusing natural supplement. That's 30% off Brain Force. And you'll see all of that at our Easter special that is ending tonight. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's been an update on the Facebook killer. You may have seen this. He just killed himself, committed suicide in Erie, Pennsylvania, after a chase. And, of course, he committed this live murder in Cleveland. There's been a nationwide manhunt for him. And he just committed suicide. And I think as I look at this, and we look at all the press attention that was given to this Facebook killer, you know, there was an article last week, and I covered it. And, of course, it was out of the UK, and Drudge Report had it. But nobody really talked about this. Everybody was talking about the Facebook killer, and yes, it was outrageous. It was really, really disgusting and outrageous. But there was some other Facebook stuff that was really disgusting and outrageous. It didn't get a lot of press coverage, and perhaps it was because it involved Facebook itself. You know, anybody can put up a live stream, and they took the stream down when they found it. But in the UK, they have a lot of problems because the British government, I'm going to report this again because other people really haven't picked up on this. The British government is taking them to task. They say they risk criminal prosecution. Let me repeat that. Facebook risks criminal prosecution, according to the British government, because they refuse to remove potentially illegal terrorist and child pornography content despite being told it was on their site. Do you understand? People found this information. They had a violent pedophile cartoon, a video of an apparent sexual assault on a child. They had propaganda posters that were glorifying recent terrorist attacks in London and in Egypt. I remember, there wasn't much talk, was there, about the attacks on the Christian churches in Egypt. We didn't see those people dying slow deaths. We didn't see the people who were run down by ISIS terrorists with trucks. We didn't see them dying slow deaths because that wasn't something that was going to be used for a political purpose. But boy, if you have an attack in one place, it's going to get a lot of attention, and they're not going to blur out the faces. They're not going to censor the pictures. No, they will show you in slow motion the people who are dying because they want to use that politically. But in this particular situation, Facebook had this sexual assault on a child, these propaganda posters for terrorist attacks, and they were told. And the British government said, look, if you are told about this and you don't take it down, your moderators are told, you hire these people to be moderators, and you don't take that down, you own that. You own that. Now you have criminal liability. And I think it's interesting as we look at what broke yesterday Mike Cernovich looking at this this document that we saw from a Google putting this out. We see today, Business Insider, Google is trying to distance themselves, saying that it was a rogue vendor. It wasn't them. Ah, but they are the ones who are setting themselves up as the arbiters of truth. They are the ones who are taking down controversial content on YouTube. Stay with us. We're going to break that down for you when we come back, as well as North Korea.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching or listening to The Alex Jones Show, the number one enemy of the globalists, the most attacked platform out there now. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for spreading the articles and videos, because we're all in this together. The mainstream corporate press is collapsing. They're dead already. They know they are. So they're trying to get free speech banned. They're trying to basically push for free speech to be shut down. They're even openly pushing for people to be arrested for their free speech, to have their children taken for free speech in America. They're even openly calling for massive censorship. And we have seen Google come out yesterday, Business Insider and others, got a hand to Business Insider. They actually reached out to Google. The other media said I was lying. We got the documents that we are being censored. We are being targeted for our free speech and for exposing the Syria war as a false flag. by the rebels, not by Trump. I want to explain. I know why Trump hit the chemical depot, because he would look bad if he didn't, and he couldn't confirm either way. But we have the intel. We have the history. There should be an investigation of the rebels. And so the neocon group, with the contract out, the word is it's a $10 million contract. We broke that, of course, with Cernovich last week. And Cernovich got this document that Google confirmed is their internal document where they were ordering people to censor us. They say it wasn't being done quite right now, so they're going to stop. No, they're not stopping. Get InfoWars.com out to everybody you know. Spread the links, because you're not going to get hardcore, unfiltered, teleprompter-free information like this anywhere else. Now, we've got to end the Easter mega special here in the next 48 hours. But people love sales. I love sales. And it helps fund our operation, at least if a lot of people take advantage of the sale than it does. If we have a big sale and cut prices down to almost no profit, and then people don't take advantage of it, then we actually lose money. We need to fund ourselves, fund this operation, 30% off BrainForce, the great nootropic. Try it, folks. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose. 25% off Supermill Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12. 25% off Super Female Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got to end the special on 40% off on the amazing Nomad Pro-Pure Gravity Fed Stainless Steel System at $120-something bucks, leading competitors $250 for the same basic unit. You cannot beat that deal. Survival Shield X2 is going to sell out in the next few days. We should get more in the next few weeks. It's 25% off. Despite that, go read the reviews for Super Male Vitality and more at InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Just like our information is game-changing and tip of the spear, our products are absolutely game-changing, because we want you to come back and buy them because they work good, and we know we're targets of the globalists, so we have the highest standards. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And there's so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, from non-GMO heirloom seeds to the water filtration systems to Patriot apparel to meet like-minded patriots and more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now hand the baton to David Knight right here in the Central Texas Command Center.
All right, thank you, Alex. And remember that mega Easter sale is going to end tonight. That's what Alex was just talking about. Just before the break, I was talking about how Google has now responded to the information that we revealed yesterday. Remember, Mike Cernovich, over the weekend, had a contractor send him a sample of how Google is going to censor entire sites. And, of course, they used InfoWars as an example of this, saying, well, here's a story where Assad says he thinks that this Syrian attack was fake. CNN talks about it, and they're trustworthy. You should rate them high, because they talk to government sources. They talk to people from the Pentagon. They talk to bankers, okay? But InfoWars talks to people like Ron Paul. They tell you what Assad said. And then yesterday we told you that there was a guy who was an MIT professor emeritus, a scientific advisor, former scientific advisor to the Department of Defense, who was a scientific advisor 4 years ago, and he was part of the group that took a look at the false flag back then that they were trying to say, look, this is a sarin gas attack, and only the government of Syria could have done it. And they said, no, that's not true. They debunked that 4 years ago, before there was any kind of military action. The UN agreed with it. Russia was saying that as well. So the Russia, the U.S., and the UN all agreed that that was a false flag 4 years ago. Now this story here, you can see this on InfoWars.com. He put this up and he said, look, you can see that this was not an aerial munition. This was crushed. It did not explode from within. It was crushed, and that created the crater. So he says the very photo that the Pentagon is putting out here shows that their narrative is not true. He said this is amateurish, and it is politicized. But here's the other thing. They use that as an example. That was the example, that story that went out on Friday. They used that as an example over the weekend, and we immediately found out about it through Mike Cernovich. We put that up yesterday. We talked about it. Now Google has come back and said, well, that was a rogue vendor. See, this is their Rogue One defense. It was a rogue vendor that did it. We really didn't do it. And I've had a lot of people also push back and say, why are you saying that Google is censoring you? Google is a private organization. They can do whatever they wish. You have to understand that what this is a public-private partnership. where the government works very closely with a corporation. We see that with the toll roads. And every time you see PPP, you know you're going to get screwed. It's crony capitalism. It's something that's being done under the table. And what they're doing right here, folks, is they're outsourcing censorship. Let me repeat that. They're outsourcing censorship. That's what this is all about. That's why they're using Google. That's why they're using Facebook. You see Angela Merkel whispering in the ear of Zuckerberg about how they need his help to deal with the crisis that they have created with immigration. Oh, yeah, we'll work out. We'll work with you on that. We'll work with the Chinese communist government on that. We'll work with anybody as long as the money keeps flowing and the monopoly keeps going. See, you have to understand that all this phony narrative about what was going on with the FCC, as I pointed out yesterday, it was simply number one, it was a competition between bureaucracies. You had the FTC, the Trade Commission, has been regulating the Internet very lightly. But then the FCC said, we're going to regulate it as if it was a limited frequency spectrum. So we're going to do net neutrality. We're going to do these other rules. We're going to put prohibitions on ISPs. When they wanted to put prohibition on ISPs, and that was for the benefit of Google and Facebook, who are heavily connected to the Obama administration. How many times did Eric Schmidt by himself go to the Obama administration? It was over 200 times that he went to meet with Obama. So what they're doing is they're saying, well, we're going to allow Facebook and Google to collect your information. They're even going to turn it over to employers. They're going to turn over your browsing history. They're going to turn over your the history of the videos that you watched on YouTube. They'll turn that over to the government. Remember that broke a couple of days ago? They'll turn over all of that stuff. They'll monetize all that stuff. And they'll also turn over information to the government. So that's what the government wants to have. The government wants to know what you think. Are their narratives working with you? Do they need to fine-tune it over here? Will it be more acceptable if they fine-tune the narrative? Will you believe them then? Okay? It's kind of like Get Smart. You know, would you believe? And then he puts this thing out and then it's like, it's absolutely incredible. He goes, well, would you believe if I said this? Okay, that's what they're playing. It's this closed-loop game where they throw out a phony narrative, and then they measure to see whether or not people are buying it or not. That's the kind of intelligence that Facebook and Google can help the government with. And then the government helps them by giving them monopolies, saying, we're not going to let ISPs collect this information. We're going to let you and Facebook collect this information. So they come out and they say that this was a vendor who did it. And before I leave this whole idea of it being private, let me say that a lot of these people who are defending Google are the same people who said, we need to shut down a small local bakery if they don't bake a cake for a gay wedding because it's against their religion. Now, you have the freedom. You could go to any bakery, right? But Google has a virtual monopoly. They operate in the public space. The arguments that they made to shut down this bakery, saying that they are a business operating in the public space, so they don't have the right to choose to refuse service to people. They're not making that same argument for Google now, are they? Isn't that kind of interesting? Google gets a pass, but the little tiny local bakery gets hammered, put out of business for that same type of wedding. So don't talk to me about the fact that they're private, okay? I'm fine with that. Let's have some boycotts of them. That's fine. But realize that you're not going to be able to. It's much easier to start up a bakery than it is to go into competition with Google or Facebook. You realize that, of course, don't you? And you realize how powerful they are in terms of shaping the narrative, in terms of shutting down the First Amendment and shutting down specific sites because our government wants to outsource censorship, just like they want to outsource their espionage on you. See, when these people collect the information on you and they turn it over to the government just passed a law. Last year, CISA, they've been trying to get that for a long time. They finally got it through. And they said, you can't sue them if they turn information that they collected about you over to the government, because they said, well, that belongs to them now. That's the fiction that they play. So they outsource the surveillance. They outsource the censorship. This is the game that they're playing with this public-private partnership. Now, this is what Google said today in this article. They said, Google's representative distanced the company from the contractor's instructions. This is the documents that we exposed yesterday on Infowars.com. They told Business Insider that it did not instruct quality raters how to grade specific websites, but it gives general rules to get unbiased feedback to improve the algorithm. All right, let's focus on that phrase there. Grading specific websites.
understand that it would be bad enough if they were to come out and say, we're going to tell you what's true and what isn't. We're going to say this story here is true and that story over there is false. I don't need Google. You don't need Google to tell you that something is true or false. You don't need Snopes either. Or this phony organization down in St. Petersburg that they picked up that's not much better than a couple of people with cats on a couch, okay? It's a very tiny little school. They say, oh, it's a journalism school. It's got a faculty of like 5 or 6 people, and they hold seminars. They have fake people who are validating and setting on top of this news and telling you whether it's real or not. You don't need that. This is simply an effort to manipulate the narrative, to manipulate what people have out there in the public. But they go beyond that. It would be bad enough if they did that story by story, but they go beyond that. They point out that they're going to downrate specific websites. And when you look at that story, it's not just the fact that they're focused on InfoWars, but the fact that they say, well, based on the reputation of a particular site, you should always downrate their stuff to the lowest level. And because CNN is stellar, yeah, right, these people who faked everything from missile attacks, and, you know, you've seen the disappearing nose of the anchor Anderson Cooper. I mean, come on. But they're the highest quality level because they're all in this together. They're part of Operation Mockingbird, part due, I guess, or maybe this is part 13. I don't know how many different revisions we've got of Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA went in and said, we're going to take over the media. We're going to tell them what to tell the public. And they all read off the same government script. Well, CNN, Google, Facebook, they're all reading off the same script, but they get the high ratings. They are the ones who will determine what your reputation is. They are the ones who will determine whether what you say is true or not. And that was the most dangerous part about this. You know, we're going to have in the next hour, Lee Stranahan is going to be with us. And he's spoken a great deal about how you don't disrate something because of the source. You don't want to completely shut down a source. Even CNN can have some truth sometimes. Even the New York Times. You know, as a matter of fact, yesterday I covered this story that the New York Times had about MS-13 and the gang violence on Long Island. I talked about how that was a personal story because my wife is from that area. And I was absolutely amazed that even though they got the facts right, and they talked about all the murders of teenagers in that area, people who were hacked to death with machetes, and then they called these people undocumented immigrants, these MS-13 gang members. They said 10 of the 13 that were arrested were undocumented immigrants. They weren't criminals. They weren't gang members. They were undocumented immigrants. Meet your new immigrant neighbors. It just happened to be undocumented. We're working on that documentation. Understand that, you know, today Donald Trump came out blasting them, blasting Obama for creating it. And he was absolutely right. No, you know, MS-13 was not created by Obama, but Obama opened the gates wide open for them. Opened the gates wide open. And so when we look at this and we understand that right after the election, do you remember there was a California amnesty group that said, we want to block the state of California from turning over lists of gang members to immigration because we don't want them deported. They might get somebody who is falsely identified as a gang member, so we don't want any gang members deported. That's the way California reacted to that. So today, Donald Trump said, the weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S. We're removing them quickly. And at the same time, we had Judge Napolitano say, you know, it should be newsworthy that the government is enforcing immigration law. And he quoted the current Homeland Security Secretary, John Kelly. He said, understand there's two types of illegal immigrants. He said either they committed a crime here and they went to jail, or they've committed a crime and they didn't yet go to jail. Oh, that sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? Understand that what we're talking about here are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. And usually what they're doing is committing identity fraud. Many times they steal other people's identities. And that's even if they don't, quote unquote, commit a crime, like hacking somebody to death with a machete. And the people who were being hacked to death were Hispanic teenagers who were trying to flee this violence, but they couldn't because we don't have a process that vets people coming into this country. It's just a free-for-all. Who can make it across the border? Well, guess what? If you can make it across the border as a peaceful citizen, you can make it across the border if you're a gang member. And so that's the situation we have. So Judge Napolitano says, well, it shouldn't be newsworthy. But he goes, Actually, it is, because we've got a government that, in general, is enforcing the law. And then we find out, story from Breitbart, that Breitbart, Texas, found out that there's 60 linear miles of the border where one of the supervisors is saying, we're not going to send any agents to that area. We're not going to put anybody there. And the supervisor is somebody from the Obama era. Okay, this is a guy who is a holdover from the Obama administration. And once the Border Patrol president, president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, found out about this, he was appalled. He verified this to Breitbart. They went on to say, one of the Border Patrol agents said, criminal cartels are exploiting our weaknesses on a daily basis. They're certainly going to exploit such a large area of an open and unpatrolled border. So they said this is part of this is corruption, perhaps, because we've got people who are hanging back, not putting anybody there so they can leave it open for the drug cartels to come through. But the other part of it is a holdover from the Obama era. So that's the two different aspects of that. I got off on that tangent. Lee Stranahan is going to be joining us in the next hour. He's somebody who worked at Breitbart. He knows Steve Bannon. I want to talk to him about that as well. But I also want to talk to him about singling out entire sites for censorship. That is the real issue here. And Google is trying to walk this back, saying, we didn't single out InfoWars. Understand, they're going to single us out one by one. That was just a sample of what's to come. And what they're doing with setting themselves up as the arbiter of truth, downrating and destroying individual sites, that is the mechanism that they're setting up. It is censorship by outsourcing. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Everybody knows that today's
Wow. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Want to get to North Korea here. We got the North Korean government describing this as thermonuclear war that may break out at any moment. Things are very tight here, folks, and we need to take a look at how we got to this situation. I'm not really sure how we get out of it, but we have a long history about how we got here, and we have to learn something from that. But we're going to take a look at that, what's going on with the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. Are they starting to talk? Well, there's some information that there are some backdoor meetings that are going on. Let's hope that this can be walked down. But meanwhile, North Korea keeps up the tough talk. They say these are aggressive war drills. They say their country is ready to react to any mode of war desired by the U.S. And again, firing missiles at other countries, saying that you're going to fire missiles at the United States, making aggressive threats, you know, that's not a problem. But, you know, putting people out there, putting the a carrier group out there, that is a problem. I hope they can walk this thing down. But we're going to talk about all of that, as well as the economic aspects of that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to point out that our Easter mega specials will be ending tonight. These are the specials of 25 to 30% off various products, 30% off BrainForce, also 25% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, our vitamin mineral fusion, that's 25% off. I have a review here on Super Male Vitality, that's 25% off. This is from Guyman. He says, as a 42-year-old, lifelong skateboarder and martial artist, I got to say this product has made a very noticeable improvement in my overall energy levels and physical endurance in general. Within 1 week of use, it was undeniable for me. I will absolutely be ordering this product regularly. Thank you, InfoWars. Again, that is 25% off, and all of those specials we put together for Easter will be ending tonight. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com for those discounts. Let's go back to the North Korean story now. As we see the North Koreans talking about how serious this is, hopefully there is some good news. Sputnik is reporting that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are convening trilateral talks on North Korean threat. They say the meetings will bring President Trump's administration together with Asian officials for the first time since Vice President Pence said the era of strategic patience with North Korea is over. The South Korean Ministry of Defense announced these meetings yesterday. So hopefully this is going to move things down. They also point out that from Beijing's perspective, even though nuclear chaos was not unleashed over the weekend, the Korean Peninsula remains highly sensitive, saying the same thing that the North Koreans are, and a high risk to regional and possible global security. That was the Chinese foreign minister. He said any provocative action could pour oil on the fire. Well, how did we get here? You know, there's a great editorial by Pat Buchanan who talks about all of this. And we understand that, you know, this is something that's been going on for 64 years. And it fundamentally goes back to how we got involved in all these domino wars in the Middle East, okay? Well, not the Middle East, rather in the Southeast Asia. We fought this one to a draw in South Korea, North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam. We lost that one. What was the consequence in Vietnam? Well, we were told that we had to defeat that because of Chinese communist hegemony. And yet, when we lost in Vietnam, what we wound up with was a country that is far more free market and actually an enemy of China. I'll never forget the documentary, The Fog of War, where former Defense Secretary McNamara was doing an on-screen confession. And he said years later, he said he met with them, and he admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag to create that war. And he said the North Koreans slammed his fist on the table and said, what were you thinking? We have fought the Chinese for 1,000 years. And he said, we were fighting them at the time. Why did you go to war with us? We have to understand where these wars are coming from. We have made ourselves a policeman of the world, and now they expect us to keep doing it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.